This is Linda Kester for Pawnee Leasing. Pawnee has put together a fabulous online learning program. We hope that you take advantage of the knowledge on this website. This program is 7 key marketing lessons that you need to learn if you want a consistent flow of new vendors and lessees. I'm writing a book on marketing small ticket equipment leasing, and I've learned a great deal about how marketing works. And if I had to sum up a few of the best points, lessons that I've learned, I'd present the following 7. Number 1, keep your focus on the prospect. Perhaps the biggest mistake that leasing companies make is putting the spotlight on their business, their services, themselves. Prospects care about what you can do for them, not about who you are or what you do. This is really hard for a lot of leasing companies to really get their arms around. Start to think about your specific benefits. What benefits do vendors and lessees have by dealing with you? Because today's average vendor and lessee is overwhelmed with marketing messages. You have to be brash, bold, and in your face. You have to be overt about your benefit and your point of difference. When your benefit is communicated in an overt way, customers can make a reliable decision about your ability to offer them something of value. In addition, when your message is overt, it can be shared from one person to another, creating that all-important word-of-mouth advertising that's the sign of a healthy business. Now, what are your clear benefits? What are they? Pawnee's benefits are that they can get even the most difficult transactions done. Now, you'll see that all over this website and on their marketing materials. What is your specific benefit? Is it that you're strictly small ticket, that you can get those deals done? Is it that you can take any one of your vendors' deals and send it to a whole plethora of funding sources and make sure that you can get that deal funded? Is it that you will hold their hand every step of the way? You'll go out and get the application and go out and have the documents signed up while you're there. Or it could be that you are the most ethical leasing company out there. No leasing broker is more ethical than you. You have studied all of your funding sources' contracts. You know who offers evergreen clauses. You want to make sure that you take the best possible care of your lessee. Now, you could argue with me, oh yeah, Linda, it's possible to succeed with a benefit that is vague and fuzzy. Sure. You can also fill a swimming pool with a garden hose set on a slow trickle. But when you open the hose and tell it straight and direct, everything is more effective. The pool fills faster, and your message gets communicated more quickly. Now, rule number 2, it's all about response. No matter what you're marketing or what marketing you create, if it doesn't get a good response, it's not good, period. You can't fall in love with your website or your sales letter or a postcard or your kit. You have to ask objectively, is it producing results? If it's not, change it. Number 3, familiarity breeds credibility. Even if your marketing is great, if no one sees it, nothing's going to happen. But vendors and lessees are very interested, and if they're exposed to you consistently from an ad to an appearance at a networking group, your credibility multiplies. Number 4, people like to receive free stuff. Often this is a revelation. When you start to offer free information to your prospects, they will invariably respond. When you've captured their interest, they'll raise their hands and say, "Tell me more." One leasing company that I worked very closely with offers a free teleclass to teach their vendors and their vendor salespeople all about leasing. The vendors love it because it's marketed as something free. And all of a sudden, this leasing company has a captive audience. What can you give away? Number five, relationships are powerful. When you can forge a connection with another who can provide an introduction to his or her client base, your prospects are unlimited. Those who leverage relationships will always be more successful than those who don't. Number six, don't sell until you've marketed. You need to get someone's attention, interest, and trust before you start to sell. People will actually invite you to sell when they're ready. If you push too hard, you'll get disinvited. Number seven, make powerful offers. Once you're invited to sell and you've learned the problems and the needs and the objectives of your vendors or your lessees, you'd better have a valuable solution-based offer to present. If it doesn't excite them, why should they use you? And here's your bonus, number eight. You have to remember always to over-deliver. Taking care of clients is part of marketing. It may, in fact, be the most important part. You need to make promises and keep your word. If you're vague about your promises, misunderstandings arise, and no amount of hard work can compensate for this. Now, it's easy to listen to these lessons and have them go in one ear and out the other, but what if they were really your key to fame and fortune as a leasing professional? They are. Here's how to apply them to your business. Score yourself from 1 to 10 on each one of the points that I said. This will be a reality check for your marketing. Are you keeping your focus on the prospect? That was the first one. Do you get a 1 or do you get a 10 for this? It'll let you know the areas where you need to focus your attention. Okay? Now, look at the many ways each lesson applies directly to your business. For instance, in what ways are your marketing materials talking about you and your services and not about how your prospects can benefit from your services? Now, zero in on one specific thing you could do to improve your marketing communication. Perhaps it's the homepage of your website that really gives very little idea of the benefits prospects will receive if they leased through you. Now, do a little research, looking at several other leasing websites out there, and subject them to this test. Is it more about them, or is it more about the benefits of their service? When you find a good website, study it very closely. Now put a concerted effort into making changes to your homepage so that it communicates powerfully how your services will benefit your vendors and lessees. Get some feedback, fine-tune, and then post a new homepage. Congratulations, you've taken a conceptual marketing lesson and applied it to a very specific marketing communication. Do this one step at a time on every aspect of your marketing, and ultimately, you'll have great marketing that gets results. You'll be able to get more lessees and a consistent flow of new applications. This has been Linda Kester for Pawnee Leasing.